You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Thank you. Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, that's right, that's right. This is your boy T Smiley right here on the K Radio Show. Thank y'all for tuning in. Listen, this is September the 11th. As y'all know, we are honoring the men and women that sacrificed their life and everything for 9/11 tragic that happened over in that happened with the Twin Towers, and we wanna send our deepest prayers and support and honor the ones that with the terrorist attack that happened in 9/11 a couple years ago. And so we are here on the Cave Radio Show. I'm glad to be back on today. Listen, I had some things going on, and we had to cancel a couple shows. I ended up catching COVID, but God is good. He has blessed me to be here and make it through all of that. You know, it's tough out here. We have to stay protected. We have to, you know, we have to make sure we wash our hands and do all that good stuff. And, you know, I'm just glad to be back. It's the first show back on the Cave Radio Show. I'm so excited. Y'all know how I do. I want to talk about sports. Anybody that was watching the Thursday night game, the NFL game, the opening game with the Cowboys versus Tampa Bay, you know, that was a good game. That was a great game, actually. Got a chance to watch that Dak Prescott go against Tom Brady, you know. And at the end, you know, we thought we had it. You know, we had that game. We had the game, man. But we gave Tom Brady too much time. He had a minute and 24 seconds left. And what did he do? He did what we all knew he was going to do. He was going to come back and get the win, man. Shout out to the Cowboys, man. I still support y'all, man. Y'all played a good game, but, you know, as we know, you know, Tom Brady did his thing, man. So listen, man. Y'all, hey, listen. We did good. We did our best, you know. I'm excited to see what the Cowboys bring this season, and we looking for playoffs. This year we're looking for Super Bowl. Yeah, I said it. We're looking for Super Bowl. Everybody that don't want to agree with that, don't call the K Radio Show. No, I'm just playing. Listen. We have an interview today. We're going to be interviewing a guy by the name of Joshua McClain, and he's going to be coming through and sitting down in the K Radio in the cave with us today. We're going to be chopping it up, talking. You know what I'm saying? Getting this, but for what I want to do, before we get started, we're gonna just, you know, enjoy this Saturday, man. I'm just so excited again. I'm so excited to be here. This has been it's been a real journey of getting here, and you know, it's just an honor to be able to talk to you guys and be on the show and, you know, just have a good time, man. So listen, we're gonna play. I'm gonna play probably another song. You know what I'm saying? Get it going. You know what I mean? Y'all know how I do, man. I like to play some music and everything. So we're gonna get on some music here, and you know, we're gonna get back here. We're gonna do our thing, man. And so I want to do something, though, you know. We're going to go and listen to some Q Moore. We're going to listen to some Q Moore. Y'all stay right with us. We're going to be right back after this.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy, T. Spiley here. Listen, man, we here on this beautiful Saturday morning. Listen, it's 9/11. We got a couple things going on today. I want to shout out, give a birthday shout out to my niece, Kennedy. She turned 16 on Wednesday, and we're getting ready to celebrate her sweet 16. And y'all know about the sweet 16, man. When you have a sweet 16, you gotta do it big, man. And so tonight we're gonna be celebrating and partying it up with my niece over there. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Listen, y'all, she has a real nice big old dress, real big dress, man. And I'm like, oh wow, you know, this girl. I remember when she was first born, man. I was in high school, and she was born, and I was in high school, and I made sure I got out of school so I could be there. And you know, watching her grow throughout these years, man, and she's 16 years old, she got a job and everything. I said, ooh, somebody getting old, must be her. I'm still feeling young, you know. So we're gonna have a good time on tonight, celebrating the birthday, you know. And you know, so I wanted to give a shout out and send a special happy birthday wishes to Kennedy. I love you. I love you. Listen, we here on the K Radio Show. We got a special guest that's going to be coming through, and he's going to be giving us information about his song, his album, you know, and things like that. So we're excited to have Mr. Joshua McCain, a.k.a. J Soulful Music, here in the K Radio Show with us today. Listen, man, y'all, you know, I just talked about the Cowboys. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the Lakers, the L.A. Lakers. You know, they're getting criticized right now because the Lakers right now have a, they call a super team, but they don't think it's a super team because the simple fact that all the players that they signed are, you know, a little older, you know, they're not in their youth. Some people say they're not in their prime anymore, but, you know, I'm glad to see that we have some incredible people, some incredible talent that's on the team this year with the addition of Westbrook. We just got DeAndre Jordan. We have Carmelo Anthony. We have Rondo came back, which is, you know, If y'all watch, you know, Rondo play, and you know, y'all see, you know, how aggressive he gets, and then he can get to team up with Russell Westbrook. I mean, you know, that guy by himself, you know, that's the king of triple double. You know what I mean? So, I'm very excited to see what the Lakers have in store when the season opens. And I'm gonna go and say it now. You heard it here first on the Cave Radio Show. That I believe the Lakers is probably going to be going to the finals this year. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll probably be between the Lakers and the Nets. But you know, we have amazing talent out there. We can't forget about young talent on the Lakers squad too, Malik Monk. You know, I've been watching him ever since he came from Arkansas, man. And so you know, it's a good thing to see him pair up with LeBron. I believe LeBron, he's gonna have it, you know, pretty easy this year. You know what I'm saying? He's getting a lot of feedback, and you know, saying that he's building a super team. But listen, man, listen, I don't believe in super team. I just believe in the game. You know what I'm saying? They did what they did to get the team and the people that they wanted to have on their team. So hey, we're gonna see what the Lakers are working with this year. I'm very excited. I'm just very, very excited. You know, we're gonna be. I'm definitely gonna be going to one, probably two of the games. You know, I'm a big basketball fan, so you know, I gotta definitely make sure I'm in the building to one couple of those games. You know what I mean? So. If y'all wanna call in and talk, listen, the call in number is 563-999-3456. Call in, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to get on here and say that the Lakers is not the team. Don't be scared to get on here, and we can talk about the fact that, you know, whatever team that you going for, you know, we can have a little battle going back and forth, but you know, at the end of the day, the Lakers are here to stay. So I'm going to go on and say that. You know what I mean? So I'm very excited. I'm very excited for the NBA season. But again, very excited for the Cowboys. Like I said, they played Thursday night, you know, and Dak, you know, he did his thing, and I was very excited to see Dak Prescott actually get out there and play, man, and perform, man. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, him getting this contract signing and getting all this money, and a lot of people was like, oh, we want to make sure we see what he got going on and all that. I'm gonna bring in my caveman, Mr. E-Man. What's going on, my friend?
Keith Smiley.
What's going on, sir? How you doing?
Oh man, I'm doing just great. Just great.
Yes, sir. Listen, we was talking first off, you know, I want to welcome you back to the Cave Radio Show, man. It's been a couple weeks, you know. I was down and end up catching that old COVID, man, but I thank God that I'm here and made it through. Oh my goodness.
Yes, man, what a blessing. Good to hear you back on you sounding good and strong this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sounding
man.
Good and strong. Glad to have you. Glad to be back in the cave, in the big chair with T. Smiley. What are we talking about today, Mr. T?
Well, you know, we started off the show. You know, we wanted to honor the fallen from the 9/11 tragic
right.
A few years back. We talked about that, so I want to make sure we said that, you know. And after that, we talked a little bit about the Dallas game. Did you get a chance to watch that Cowboy game?
I missed the whole game.
I was
out working. Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Listen, we were at work. You know, I worked downtown. We was at work, and we had a lot of watch parties. A couple people had a little watch parties at their different in their different units. But we got a chance to bring the TV down in the lobby, man, and we got a chance to watch the whole game, man. So it was very exciting to see the Dallas Cowboys in action, man. They had a chance to win it, but they gave Tom Brady a little bit too much time with a minute and 24 seconds.
And you know can't do that.
What he do? He did to Tom. Why he got seven rings, man? That was too much time, man. They gave him too much time, and he did his thing, man. So, you know, shout out to Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the Cowboys because they put up a good fight. So.
Yeah. Didn't they lose by what? A point? Or I think I saw a couple of points.
They lost. Yeah, they lost by two. They were up by one with a minute and 24. And end up losing by two. I said, wow.
You're a typical Cowboy.
Yeah.
Typical
Cowboy. We're going to see what they do. Yeah, we're going to see what they do, you know, this season. Yeah. That was the first game. So, you know, they actually, you know, they're very excited about this team, you know. That game, you know, the good thing about it was I didn't see anybody, you know, upset about this game. They were very excited, even though they lost, because they knew they could hang with the defending champs, you know what I'm saying? So if they did that with them, I'm excited to see what they're going to – how the season is going to be and how it's going to play out with the Cowboys this year. I'm very excited about that. You know, I don't think I've been that much excited about, you know, watching a game. Matter of fact, you know, at home, like if I'm at home and I'm watching a game, you know, honestly – it all comes down to fourth quarter. So, I watch the first couple minutes of the first quarter, but then I'll go change it and watch something else and then come back with the fourth quarter. Because, you know, but now I'm like, you know, I'll watch it first through the fourth quarter, you know what I mean? Because it's I feel like it's different this year. You know, they got a good squad. They done got some fresh legs out there. So I'm excited to see what they do this year.
Yeah, they got a different chief at the helm, you know? So I hadn't really had an opportunity to really just check them out, you know. I mean, I tried to watch the preseason game, but you know they wasn't playing the players I wanted to see. So I it'll be interesting to see. Was this a first game or was this another preseason or a first game?
No, this wasn't preseason. This was actually the first game of the season, and they played against the defending champs. So
I got to get back on the tee. You know, I've been moving around quite a bit, and you know, I got to get back into that whole swing of football. It's just not the Cowboys, just the whole swing. The season is up on us, and for some particular reason, it just feels fun. You know? So how did Dak look?
Dak did his thing, man. Dak was, you know, he did his thing. He did real good. I think he did better than what they expected because, you know, they were concerned about his shoulder. But he actually did good. He did good. One thing I will say, what happened, I think they had his number, man, because he started off a little rough during the first half, but he started doing his thing towards the end. So, you know, hopefully hopefully he can shake that, whatever it is, and, you know, do his thing, man. But, you know, they both was looking good.
Yeah, coming off the injury last year with Dak, I was kind of concerned because it's you know, no matter how you rehab or whatever, man, you start messing with those ankles, Mr. T. Them ankles, boy, I tell you, that's promising. That's good to hear. But, Mr. T, what do you think about the controversy around the Cowboys with the quarterback situation? You know we got a quarterback sitting out there. And I think I heard on 103 The Fan that, you know how Jerry Jones do things. Anytime a conversation come up, you know, they play it down like, oh, no. So do you think we're going to have a controversy here? You say Dak looked pretty good, but, you know, we got a great quarterback sitting out there. I don't want to try to help start this controversy, but he's sitting out there.
Are we talking about Mr. Cam Newton?
I was gonna give you the opportunity to call his name, but he said not there.
I see they were talking about that. They were actually talking about that. Yeah. The Cowboys were looking at him. But you know, like you said, man, they tried to downplay it to make it seem like, oh, we're not gonna you know, bring him in. Stop, man. He's doing good and everything. But listen, it's a potential. It's a potential. You know, I'm thinking it's a potential thing. But he, man, last I seen was he was now that the Cowboys was kind of like, nah, we're gonna pass on him. I think his name has popped up for the Houston Texans. So we're gonna see where he end up going. Yeah, we're going to see where he ends up going. But that would be a good – I'm not going to lie. That would be a good, very good situation for the Cowboys if they had Cam Newton as a, you know, as a backup quarterback. You know, if Dak go out, Cam go in, you know, it's two great quarterbacks, you know, two great talents, man. I think the Cowboys would be unstoppable. But, you know, I don't know why they passing on that.
If anybody followed the Dallas Cowboys, we've been Dallas Cowboys fans all our lives. But, you know, since Jerry Jones been at the helm, when to me, Mr. T, when they say they ain't, you know, listen, something is going on behind in the boardroom as we speak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? it's something going on in the boardroom. But like you say, you know, we'll see and see how it play out because I didn't know Houston Texans would look at him. That'll be another good fit for Cam, you know. I think he'll go in there. I think he'll do Houston some justice. So what was the whole reason? I'm not really familiar with the story. What was the whole reason he got cut? Do you know, Mr. King?
I don't know. Maybe in the preseason they seen the other quarterback, I forget his name, but, you know, they seen something in the other quarterback, man, and it was kind of, you know, what they was looking for and what they wanted. And so
Okay.
I don't know why they really cut him, but I was shocked, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Cam is very talented. He's real good, you know? So, it was kind of strange of why they went ahead and cut him, man. So we'll see. They were talking about he should go on retire and just be on the broadcast. But I was like, nah, man, that's a waste of talent. Yeah. He still got a lot.
Yeah. He got to see. He at least got a. How old is Tom Brady right about now? he got at least a few years, man. I think he got at least a good two or three or four more years in him. I don't see Cam Newton retiring no time soon. I was just curious if he have some type of injury or something happened to where, you know, for him to be sitting out there like that and ain't nobody picked him up, that's very interesting to me, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't know if it sent around some type of controversy or kneeling or something like that. I wasn't really for sure. Nah. You know,
ain't no telling, man. You know, Cam, you know, he's always the one that wants that spotlight, even off the field, mm-hmm. man, with his outfit, right. With his outfits, man. You see the way he's been dressing, man.
Man, listen here, bro. Listen, Cam done started his own. And what's so beautiful about that, even though some people look at it different, we as a people, our culture, we have always been creative. We have always, you know, the uniqueness of African-American culture is stand out-ish. You know, they say it's flamboyant because I don't know if you remember this, when you look at the Michael Irvings and even when I was growing up in the early 70s watching the Cowboys and the dynasty years, you take you always know if you know this, Mr. T, you take a Hollywood Henderson, a Harvey Martin, and Too Tall Jones, you probably go somewhere downtown Dallas. Those guys took a picture, and they had guns and big hats and the outfits that they had on. You had to look again and see, was that the Dallas Cowboys? Because they made a statement just in their dress, you know,
right. Yep.
And because that's just part of our culture, you know, the uniqueness, you know, of the culture. And so Cam Newton, this is just the 21st century, just new age. You know, he ain't doing nothing new up under the sun, but, you know, we call him flooding. You know, just bring a pen, just down to the ankle, just a little bit, Mr. T, because back in the day when I was a little boy coming up, he's flooding like a mug. But it's a style now. But, you know, that's Mr.
Yeah.
Cam Newton. That's Mr. Cam Newton. But once again, you know, I just wonder what the Cowboys got up their sleeves, you know, because we got to have a winning season. We got to have a winning season, you know. I think me and you, I think we all ride and die, but we got to have a winning season. And I will see, because, you know, I hadn't really had an opportunity just to really get into the preseason and see how they were doing, you know. But from what I hear and listening to, listening to you just a minute ago, I think, let me see, should I give us 10-3? Let's make a prediction, Mr. T, me and you.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Cowboys 10-3 this season, this year.
Okay. 10-3. I like that. I would say, to be realistic, I would say about 10-3 too. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I can't give a different number. That's realistically for the Cowboys.
Right.
Season. So.
Yeah.
I don't want to give them too much. I don't want to give them too much and they fall short. I'm telling you.
Right. And you know, 10-3. That all depended on, you know, because I don't know what the Giants look like this year. I don't know what, you know, none of the other teams. But, you know, I'll put the Cowboys up there at 10-3 with just the coach they got in there and the coaching staff. Who's the offensive coordinator? Still the same guy? Who's the offensive coordinator this year?
I believe it's the same guy.
Okay.
What's his name?
Okay.
What is his name?
He was doing some great things with our other coach, but you know, if this coach is going to allow him to open up and throw the ball a little bit, run the ball, mix it up like he somewhat started a year ago, yeah, I think the Cowboys will do good this year. You know.
Yeah, it's the same guy, Mr. Keelan Moore.
Yeah. I think he's real cathartic. You know, he can call some plays. They just didn't allow him to. You know what I'm saying? And so it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
It'll definitely be interesting to see. Yes, sir. Hey, listen. I know you're over on the Manny the Mentor. You're getting ready to celebrate her. We want to send a birthday shout out to her. Her birthday is tomorrow, right?
Her birthday is actually Monday.
Monday,
but we celebrate this weekend. You know, we're gonna celebrate her birthday. Actually, pre birthday party and pre birthday hangout tomorrow night. You know,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, we want to send a shout out to Miss Mandy, the mentor. You know, she's an incredible radio host over there with Mandy Mentor, and you right there by her side, and then she comes on over to your show on the E-Man After Show.
Yes. Well, shout out to Mandy the Mentor. She's over there on Blog Talk Radio, and just an awesome, beautiful, curvaceous, fine as hell young lady. You know what I'm saying? chocolate chip lady. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, Mr. T, we have fun over there on her show, and then, you know, can't get rid of it. It's almost like a titch that's stuck to you. And so she flies over there on the email. Don't tell her I said that, Mr. T. Hope she ain't listening.
Hey, man, we over here in the cave, man. We over here in the cave. We chilling, man. It's all good.
You know how we do it. Yeah. Well, shout out to Mandy, the mentor, you know. She's an awesome young lady. So we'll be celebrating tomorrow night and hanging out a little bit. You know, I had to call you, Mr. T. Man, I'm glad to hear you, man. Boy, you sounded good and strong. Yes, sir.
You know, it took a couple of days after, you know, everything to get that strength back, man. It was like, you know, once I went back to work and, you know, moving around, it's like, man, you have to sit down for a minute and like, you know, get myself together, man. But, you know, I'm like I said, man, I'm just happy to be back. You know, I'm happy just to be alive, man, because, you know, a lot of people didn't make it. A lot of people, you know, suffered the loss of a loved one from, you know, COVID-19 and stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, the simple fact that, you know, I had that same symptom, but, you know, God made fit and it was in his will to, you know, keep me here. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know,
if I'm still
here, it's a purpose and it's a reason, you know? So, Yes, sir.
We're back in the cave, show. Yeah.
We back in the cave. Listen, you guys are tuning in to the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley, along with Mr. E-Man of the E-Man After Show. Mr. E-Man, why don't you tell everybody about the show, man, and just let them know about the shows and some of the topics that you talk about over there.
Well, okay. Well, thank you there, Mr. T Smiley.
Yes,
E-Man After Show, that's every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, those of you on the network. E-Man After Show is a men's show. It's where a few of my friends, we come around, sit around a domino table, and we talk about men issues. We talk about stuff that our sisters, our wives, our girlfriends want us to talk about. They say, Mr. T, they say they can't understand us sometimes. We complex men. You know what I'm saying? They can't figure us out. Our language, sometimes we're speaking, you know, somewhat saying the same thing, but our language, we speak different languages, and we send different signals. And And sometimes we be saying stuff and be meaning something totally different. And sometimes it comes across from our attitude, from our the way we speak. And so, Mr. T, I was over there at the Men to the Mentor show sitting around with some young men just talking. Found out the women wanted to listen, Mr. T. So I created a show where we men could come around and they could hear us talk and hear
yes,
how
sir.
We think.
Yes, sir.
So they could kind of process how we think. And so I think we kind of started out, when was it, May 30th? I think that was the first show I did on the E-Man After Show. We launched the E-Man After Show. Yeah, over there on We Talk Radio Network, Miss Kia Davis.
Yes,
shout out to the CEO, Miss Kia Davis. You know, she
yes,
let
sir.
Her boy come back home because I told Mandy she would treat me right. I was going back over to my sister's station. And so, shout out to the CEO and to the new Miss Smiley over there to be, you know. And we kind of started out in our relationship scene, Mr. T. We was talking about, I think, what was it? How do we treat a woman? How do we keep a woman? Well, I think we had that particular show first, and it went on down to, man, we done talked about blended families. We done talked about men and finances. We done talked about men and health. We done talked about friends. You know, us men, and those of you over the network on the phone line, you want to hear how we men think? Tune in every Sunday night on We Talk Radio to the E-Man After Show, because then every man, no matter how old he is, Mr. T, there's still a little boy in him. Like right about now, I just woke up, Mr. T. And you know the first thing I did, Mr. T? I turned on the TV. I don't even turn on the TV to look at the news. I'll be trying to find some cartoons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
and eat me some Cheerios. That's why I'm running late for your show, Mr. T. Apology to you.
Hey,
I'm sitting
there
eating some Cheerios, watching some cartoons, because that's what I remember as a young man growing up. And some particular reason, that tradition just stayed with me. Then I'm like, oh, Mr. T. Smiley is back. You know, and so that's the little boy side. But later on this evening, Mr. T, the man side is, I'll be out there in my yard this evening. You know, look, I got to do some yard work today, Mr. T. I done put it off long enough. So I'll be out there in the yard. Because that's the man side. And most of the time, our women don't get the boy side. Because, you know, they'll say, why you end up watching cartoons and the yard need to be cut? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Well, let us have a little boy side. And so that's what we do around the E-Man After Show. We just come around and we fellas come around and we sit around and we talk about stuff. And I encourage the sisters to call in. I think Mandy was the one said on the show, Mr. T. Women scared to call your show because they feel like they gonna be in the hot seat. She said, you know, I ain't gonna run from the mic, but you know, you ask me a question, I'm going to get up, you know, I'm going to say something. But you, sister, you can call in because I think the last time, Mr. T, we had a couple of writing-ins, you know. I got a couple of emails from Elizabeth. If I can remember, she talked about, what did Elizabeth talk about? Oh, her husband being a workaholic. You remember that show, Mr. T?
Oh, yes, sir.
And, her husband was a workaholic. She actually emailed me back, Mr. T. You know, she actually emailed me back and said they had been listening to the show, and I actually gave her the information to write in to the station. You know, her and her husband appreciate the show, and she thought it was very enlightening, you know, and I appreciate her, and I think I got her information. And she did listen to the show, and she said it was encouraging, you know, to know that other. Now she understands somewhat the concept of why we men work like we work. So that was a good follow up. And then I think the other show, Mr. T, what did we talk about after that? Miss Cassidy.
Okay,
I think it was Miss Cassidy, right?
I believe so, yeah. I believe that sounds right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, what did she talk about? I can't remember now. She was talking about, I can't remember. Family time or something like that. I can't remember. I don't have none of that. You know, family time. Men say we family men, and do we make time for the family? And yes. So that's all over there on the E-Man After Show. So that's every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you miss any of those shows, those of you listen to the T. Smiley Show this morning, go back and check out the E-Man After Show. Because guess what? I got my young brother hanging out with me, Mr. T. Smiley, every Sunday night. Yes, sir.
I am over there on the E-Man After Show, and listen, man, it's very uplifting, you know, it's very inspirational, and some things that we don't know as young men, we can get that information and all that over there on the E-Man After Show. So I encourage everybody that's following and listening in over here at the Cave Radio Show, y'all go call in on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. And get some wisdom. I call it wisdom. Get some wisdom, man, because you know we need it. You know.
Yes, sir. Now this Sunday night, Mr. T, we're doing a rewind show this Sunday night. As you just mentioned, it's Amanda the Mentor's birthday, so we'll be hanging out Sunday night, and we're doing a rewind show. And I think the rewind show is talking about friends. What kind of friend are you? Are you a friend taker? Or you're a friend giver? I think that's yes. And so that'll be this Sunday night, a rewind show. So go out and check that show out. And because Mr. T, when we come back live next week, I want you to be preparing yourself, because I'm gonna go ahead and put the topic out there. We're gonna be, and I think this topic is very, very important, sir. We're gonna be talking about diversity, equity, and exclusion. That's gonna be the topic. And we want you men to tell a friend. We want you listening to tell a friend. We want you to chime in, because I think that conversation is a conversation need to be talked about. We're talking about the bias, the biases in equity, because you know I do know you a young man that work in security, and I'm quite sure you see a lot of that today. You know,
yes, sir.
And we're going to be talking about that on the next live show with the E-Man After Show. But this Sunday night, we're talking about friends, and so we want them to go and check that show out this Sunday night, Mr. T.
Cool.
Yes,
well, there we have it. That was Mr. E-Man of the E-Man After Show. Thank him for giving us a little rundown of his show, and we want you guys to be tuned in, man. Listen, we in this together, so if he's supporting the Cave Radio Show, I'm supporting the E-Man After Show. Why? Because we do this together.
Yep.
It's a family affair, you know what I mean? So I just,
right.
You know, I'm excited and happy again to be here. This has been an incredible show, you know. It's been first show back in a while, you know. So we had a scheduled interview today for Mr. Joshua McClain, AKA Jay Soul for Music. It's all right. He wasn't able to be here, but you know what? The show must go on. You know what I mean? We understand. We understand. You know, busy schedules and you know things like that. So we'll be praying for him. What I want to do, we're gonna play his music. We're gonna play his song. He has a song. It's called "Coming with Fire," and so we're gonna be playing his song up here in just a few minutes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. We'll be back next Saturday. I think we have another scheduled interview for next Saturday. So we're back and we rolling, and we want you guys to be tuning in with us. As we always do, we always end our shows out with a word of prayer. And so, we're going to pray, and we'll see you guys, tomorrow morning. We have, Shine Lord Radio at 10 a.m. With the pastor Jeremy Glenn of Soul Church, and so we're gonna have the Shine Lord Radio at 10, and then at 7, I think we have the Brand New Day with Miss Emily Blue. So we want to thank y'all for tuning in. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show, and I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Before we leave, I want to ask this question. Where were you during the 9/11 incident that happened a couple of years back. Where were you? I remember I was in I believe seventh grade.
Wow,
seventh grade,
3 years
eighth
ago.
Grade or something like that. Yeah, I was in seventh, eighth grade, and I remember sitting in band class, man, and you know, they always do like the little, you know, inspiration, welcome to school, and then they do the announcements on the TV. And I think that particular day they was getting ready to do announcements, and all of a sudden we had a breaking news, and that we seen the plane hit the first building, and you know, everybody was kind of in shock, and you know, we really didn't know what was going on, young kids or whatever. And then I remember having some people in my band class that was crying, and I'm like, what y'all crying for, man? Like, that's way over there, ain't got nothing to do. But you know, I didn't know the severity of it, you know what I mean? So
right.
You know, we had a couple people that had some family members over there, and you know, and they were, you know, didn't know if their family was okay and stuff like that. So you know, where were you at, Mr. E, man? Or do
you know,
remember that?
Yes, I can remember that real vaguely. I think it's been 20 years, and you'll be able to relate to this right here, Mr. T. You're working in security right now. 20 years ago, I was working in security. If you know anything about Dallas, Texas, those of you on the network, Irving, Texas, I worked at a building called William Square Tower over off of O'Connor. There's three towers. We had the West Tower, the Main Tower, and the East Tower. I was in the command center. I was at the helm of the, you know, I controlled the dock. You know, you could see every floor. You know what the command center is all about, Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
I was
security
officer. Security officer, Mr. Masson, the number 53 on the radio. that was my call number, 53. And my sergeant, my director at the time, Joseph Wilcock, great, great guy. That morning we was, you know, people was coming in. You know, we had 26 floors on each tower. There were people going up in the towers, and all of a sudden, the Dallas News here in Dallas reported that they was pulling planes out of the air. And we was like, pulling planes out of the air? Because, you know, we watching the wire. You know, anything about the command center, you see news. And all of a sudden, the first, we didn't catch the first plane hitting. And they said the second plane, we turned it on, and the second plane was hitting over in New York, the Twin Towers. And they sent a, because it was a terrorist act. And so Dallas-Fort Worth planes just started, I mean, they was flying over our towers, like landing. And we shut the building down because we had towers. If you know anything about these people was coming down out of, I mean, I forget the code, the red alert that went off. That means evacuate the building. Them folks were coming out of them buildings, Mr. T. I remember vaguely. That's been 20 years ago.
Wow.
And we shut those towers down. People was, you know, just going crazy because the terrorist act at that particular time. Wow, man, I'm 60 years old. And you was in the what grade? The seventh grade, man.
I think I was in the seventh grade, eighth grade, one of them. I think it was seventh grade, if I'm not mistaken. But yes, sir.
Man, the day is 9/11, right?
Yes, sir.
20 years later. But yeah, that's where I was. I was over there at William Square Tower here in Dallas, in Irving, Texas, as a security guard. You know, sitting down in the command center, and man, we were watching it on the news. That was unbelievable. That was unbelievable.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So again, we wanna honor those that have fallen in that in that tragic incident, man. And you know, it's 20 years later, and the thing about us is what was that? Donnie McClurkin said it. He said it best. You know, we fall down, but we get up. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was a tragic day, but we celebrate this day. We celebrate the lives of the people that lost their lives. And so, it's just, you know, it was just one of those things, man, where, you know, things happen, and people try to bring it down, man. But you know, we come together and stick together, man. You know, we can make it through. Yes, sir.
Yes, because I could remember that report back there vaguely, how the people on the plane, you know, I forget the name, the number of the plane, 93, 63, whatever the number, the people on the plane tried to come together to, they came into unity to try to actually, you know, divert a lot of it, but they lost their lives on that particular plane. And I just turned it on now, and that's what they're celebrating right now, Mr. T. I just turned the news on as we speak.
Okay.
They're honoring that right now as we speak. 20 years later. Wow. Yeah, and so, yeah, man, I tell you, good God is still good, though.
Yes, he
is. You know,
is.
Because
yes,
sometimes, Mr. T, I kind of sit back and wonder in my own head, what meaneth all of that? What we supposed to be? We know it's going down in history. You know, do you think that unified us as a people? Because you will have to think, no matter what beliefs, what culture you is, all that goes out the window. You know,
Now
as I'm pondering in my head, looking back over that, even with all that's going on today with the hurricanes and COVID-19, we're living in some trying times, but I know you say we're getting ready to pray. You know, I guess that'll be something we'll pray about today too also, you know, for those families that's represented, because they still have the memories. I'm quite sure every day they wake up, that because, you know, somebody lost their father, somebody lost their uncle, somebody lost their brother, you know, and to relive that trauma today, you know, I'm quite sure they really triggered and, you know, by that particular incident today. So I know you probably have in your heart as we pray to really lift up those particular families and everyone that's grieving in this season hour that we're in right now, Mr. T.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we want to pray. We want to pray for everyone. We're going to go up in the word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for blessing us, God.
Yes.
To see another day, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for just continuing to cover us, God. We thank you for just our comfort and peace of mind, God. We ask that you just be with everyone that's going through loss and they lost their lives, God. We pray for the families, God, that they have peace of mind, God, that we continue to comfort them, God, throughout the tragic times, God. We know today is 9/11, God. We remember way back 20 years ago, God, for what happened, God, and we just ask that you just keep giving them peace of mind, God. Keep them lifted up, God. We ask that you just continue just to shower them, God, with your peace, God, with your love, God, and knowing that you are still in control, God. We ask that you just pray for everyone that's going through with this COVID, God. We ask that you continue to cover us, God. Be with everyone, God, as they go throughout the rest of the week, God. Keep them in your loving arms, God. As we leave the Cave Radio Show, we ask that you just be with each and every one of our listeners, God. Cover them, God. Continue to bless them, God, and be with them, God, throughout all the week. And we ask that you just do all those things in your Son Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, listen, we're going to be playing this song by Mr. J Soulful Music. The song is called "Coming with Fire." Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show, and we'll see y'all again next Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm coming in the fire of the Most High Lord. I'm coming in the fire of the Most High King. I'm coming in the fire of the Lord of Lords. J Soulful Music. Let's get it. Let's go.
I'm coming.
Broken man, a fire to heal a nation.
Oh, 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 oh.
The word of God be the revelation. Trust, believe, and be patient. You're gonna see the manifestation. We serve a God who prevails and never fails. However, whatever, whenever you need him, call on the name of Jesus. Open your heart wide, cut every soul tie, lean back like Joey Crack, God core style. Think the flow on point. Jay Soul for music, coming with the fire. Word to the biz on, I'm blessed on God. Chilling on God core, hip hop boulevard. Bar.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.